We're at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver this week. We're going to visit with Christina Butts, who is the Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Christina, a lot of talk here about the drought, of course, and the impact it's having on corn prices and corn supply around the country. NCBA has been one of those groups that has been talking to EPA and Congress about making some modifications in the renewable fuel standard. So where are we at on that, and what do you see coming down the road here?
You're absolutely right that the drought is now creating a new conversation in D.C. around the renewable fuel standard. And, you know, just to be clear, NCBA, we are not opposed to ethanol. We're not opposed to the ethanol industry. We have a lot of producers who've invested in ethanol plants. They grow corn, they sell it back to the ethanol plants, and they feed back those distiller grains. But really the situation that's kind of stirring up right now is the drought situation, which I think everybody from corn growers to those of us on the other side of the users of corn in the livestock industries are very concerned about. So we've had several members of Congress reach out to us. There was a press conference in D.C. last week that we were part of, talking about the current situation, the availability, the supply of the corn crop. A lot of people are also talking about the quality of the corn crop. So I think a lot of us are looking for that August 10th report coming out from USDA to better assess what the situation looks like. But there's a lot of talk going on in D.C. right now, not to necessarily do away with the mandate, but to find some way to where this mandate can be adjusted or adjusted down, looking at the corn situation. NCBA for the last year supported legislation by Congressman Goodlatte from Virginia and Congressman Costa from California that would simply put a trigger in. So twice a year it could be evaluated. This is the corn supply being evaluated. If the corn supply doesn't look up to par for whatever reason, then there would be an adjustment down in the RFS. So not doing away with the RFS altogether with the mandate, but to make adjustments based on the corn situation. Because right now there is a federally government mandate that says that so much corn has to go into ethanol production. And when Congress's mandates pick one user of corn over the other, and you have a catastrophic event like this drought is setting up to be, it just creates a very bad situation for everyone involved.
We've been talking to some of the folks on the ethanol side, and they argue that there's already flexibility in the RFS when you have the RINs and also stocks of ethanol that they'll be dipping into those, and they say they're actually already starting to ration corn and reducing their usage.
Well, and that's become an interesting conversation, too. We have several producers who do feed distiller grains, and they enjoy feeding distiller grains. And on the cattle side, we're able to utilize those feeds most efficiently. But where they are idling their production or closing their plants down, our producers are no longer able to get the distiller grains. And then there's the export side of that, too, with how much ethanol is being exported, as well as distiller grains. So there is some flexibility built into the RFS. But right now, in 2007, the flexibility with the waiver says that the EPA administrator does have the authority to look at the situation, and if she deems it being a catastrophic event, which was built into the RFS in 2007, then she can waive the mandate. And this wouldn't be a permanent waive. She could waive it for 6 months. She could waive it for a year. And then if the corn situation starts to look better, then she can go back in and make those adjustments back. So there is flexibility there. And that's one thing that we're simply asking EPA to consider. The current situation, use the law and the flexibility that she already has with the RFS and to start evaluating and making these adjustments.